Now, Logan joins us live from Marble Court on Live View. Logan, what more do we know about the conditions of the injured people?
Hi, Lisa. Yes, as you heard earlier, six people were taken to hospital earlier today. They were in serious to critical conditions. However, now we can tell you that three are now stable and one has been discharged. However, one patient remains in hospital in a critical condition, and one more has also been sent to Middlemore Hospital for what we understand to be burn wounds. However, as the night sort of falls over Christchurch, there's plenty of activity still here at the site of the explosion. And to talk more about it, I'm joined now by Dave Sackhouse of Fire and Emergency and Lane Todd of the police. Dave, I'll start with you. Obviously, a lot of activity still here on site. What is happening now? What is the latest?
Sure. Our priority at the moment is to do assessments of all the exterior properties, assessing damage, seeing which properties people can return to in a safe manner. So our urban search and rescue staff, our firefighters, and working with electricians and engineers to assess that situation. So we're hoping to get them back as soon as possible. And obviously the site here, close to the area of origin of the explosion, is going to be shut down overnight and for the investigation.
And what sort of damage have you seen? Earlier today, your teams were still assessing what damage has been caused by this explosion. What is the full extent of this explosion? How many houses have been impacted?
There's upwards of 21 houses that have suffered damage in varying forms. There's roughly five that are extensively damaged. And when my rapid assessment teams report back, we'll have a real good indication of the extent total.
You might have seen media reports that suggest that the fire could have been caused by a gas fireplace. Anything at all which might suggest what caused this explosion in the first place?
Sure. Well, obviously, police, WorkSafe and fire have got an investigation team assembled, and they'll work through that over the weekend, and we should know more later.
And what sort of resourcing will stay here overnight? Obviously, a lot more is still happening behind us.
Sure, I could probably hand over to Lane. He's going to look after the security of the environment tonight. So.
Okay, so Lane, what is happening overnight here?
Overnight we'll have the area cordoned off. So some of the houses we expect to be able to be given back to the owners tonight. But there will obviously be quite a few houses where they won't get access today or tonight. So we'll have the area secured off. We've got a police team to do that, plus working in with Christchurch City Council in terms of traffic control.
Yeah, of course, earlier today, upwards of about 50 people, I think, if I remember correctly, were evacuated from this area. How many are going to be able to return to their homes tonight, do you think?
We're still making that assessment. Fire has got a team that's going through making those assessments with structural engineers as well. So we don't have that exact number yet, but we expect that the number will reduce before 7 o'clock tonight. But certainly within the inner cordon, that will remain sealed off overnight.
And obviously your police officers have been talking of a meeting with the people who live in this area. How are those residents faring? I mean, it's obviously a frightful situation they've found themselves in this Friday.
Everyone's just thankful that no one was killed in this incident, and I'm sure when you've had a look around, it is quite amazing that no one was killed, although obviously we have people seriously injured. But people are just feeling thankful that no one was killed and that the injuries could have been far worse in terms of the wider community. And then the other aspect is people just concerned about their animals and other situations like that, but we're working through with them overnight.
Thank you, Lane Todd and Dave Stackhouse. We will obviously be here throughout the night. Lisa, there's still a lot of work happening behind us. We can still see debris on the roads, so a lot of work here, and we'll be back with you after 6 o'clock.
Thanks, Logan. That's Logan Church live from the scene of that explosion there with fire and police. As he says, 21 houses severely damaged, 21 houses damaged, 5 severely. Not everybody is going to be able to go home this evening.